BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Russian government has said it's willing to work with the West on averting a crisis in Ukraine, but it has warned NATO against taking decisions on behalf of the Ukrainian people. The Russian foreign ministry said any resolution must take into account the interests of the country's large Russian-speaking minority. In Ukraine, the Parliament of the Republic of Crimea called a referendum on even greater self-rule. Duncan Crawford has more from Kiev.
Earlier on today, dramatic developments in Crimea, where the Crimean parliament was seized by armed men. We know that they are pro-Russian supporters, and the police cordoned off the streets around the parliament building. Pro-Russian supporters in the crowds, they were shouting out, "Crimea is part of Russia." They are deeply suspicious about this new government, which was voted in Kiev today by the parliament. They view events here over the last few weeks as a coup, as part of a Western conspiracy, and they're calling for Russia to intervene and to protect Russian citizens in Crimea.
Ukraine's new interim prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has accused the ousted president Viktor Yanukovych and his government of stripping the state coffers bare. The British Electronic Intelligence Gathering Agency, GCHQ, is reported to have collected webcam images from millions of internet users. The Guardian newspaper in London says GCHQ, with the help of the American National Security Agency, intercepted and stored still images of Yahoo webcam chats. Gordon Carrera reports.
According to The Guardian, in one six-month period, 1.8 million images were collected. Between 3 and 11% of the imagery captured was said to contain what's described as undesirable nudity, leading to guidance to GCHQ staff on how to protect themselves. The imagery was taken from people with webcam accounts with the company Yahoo. It responded angrily to the revelations, saying it had known nothing of the program and that it represented a whole new level of violation of its users' privacy.
Tensions in Lebanon between supporters and opponents of Hezbollah have been heightened by the mysterious death of a man rumored to have written a popular anti-Hezbollah song. Sebastian Usher unravels the saga.
The title of the song is "Dig Your Grave in Yarmouk," a Syrian town near the Lebanese border where Hezbollah is fighting alongside Syrian government forces to oust rebels. It's not quite clear why, but Marwan Dimashkir, a car mechanic, was seen as having written the fiercely anti-Hezbollah song. He was found dead in his car on Tuesday, a gun in his lap. Lebanese investigators have suggested it was suicide. But hundreds of mourners who attended his funeral hailed him as a martyr. They said he'd been kidnapped and killed for his outspoken attack on Hezbollah.
World News from the BBC. Britain and Germany have spoken of the need to reform the European Union to make it more flexible and to encourage growth. The British Prime Minister David Cameron said, after talks in Downing Street with Chancellor Merkel, that he believed there was enough common ground to deliver the changes London wants before a planned referendum on EU membership. Mrs. Merkel indicated there were areas on which the countries agreed, but she didn't go into specifics. The English Football Association has banned the French striker Nicolas Anelka for 5 matches for a gesture he made celebrating a goal last December, which was widely seen as anti-Semitic. The FA also fined Anelka, who plays for the Premier League team West Bromwich Albion, more than $130,000. Richard Conway has this report.
The 3-man independent panel upheld the FA's charge that in using the controversial Quinnell gesture, Nicolas Anelka acted in an abusive, indecent, insulting or improper way, and furthermore it had reference to ethnicity, religious belief or racial origin. But the panel say Nicolas Anelka is not an anti-Semite, and that he did not intend to promote anti-Semitism. His club, West Bromwich Albion, have now suspended the French striker and will launch their own internal inquiry. Nicolas Anelka, meanwhile, must now decide if he intends to appeal, having maintained all along he believes he has done nothing wrong.
Parliament in Cyprus has narrowly rejected a privatization plan that was a condition for the country getting its next installment of international bailout loans, in effect forcing a renegotiation. Hundreds of workers at corporations facing privatization had staged an angry protest outside the chamber. As part of its commitment to paying down a level of debt which has brought Cyprus to the brink of bankruptcy, the government has to sell off 3 of the big utilities: telecoms, electricity, and the Ports Authority. That's the latest from BBC World News.